Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today in our Gospel reading, we hear of a man who was deaf and mute or had a speech impediment. And then we hear of Jesus coming to him and opening his ears and releasing his tongue. And the people say of Jesus at the end, he has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. This is indeed what our Lord does. He makes those who are deaf able to hear. He makes those who are mute, not able to speak, to speak. And he does this in more than one way. Yes, he does it for our physical bodies. He also does it for our hearts, to turn our hearts of stone into hearts of flesh, to turn us into people who are born again in Christ. And we're going to talk about both of these things. First, about the physical healing that God gives, that Jesus gives and promises, and what this healing means for that. And then also about the sort of healing that our Lord gives when he heals our spiritual ears and hearts and opens our mouths to speak his name. So first, let's talk about why Jesus is healing this man, what it means for our physical bodies. The fact that Jesus heals a disease, heals some defect in a person, that they are not as they were meant to be, as God created man to be. God wants us to be able to hear, to have our physical ears able to hear sounds, to speak with other people, and to hear his word and to speak his word. He wants us to have these physical abilities. He made us to do it, and he cares about them. And the fact that Jesus takes this man aside, who is brought with these physical impairments, and takes him aside to heal him, says that he cares about our physical bodies. But it says more about our physical bodies. It says that he came not just to heal a few people here temporarily until they died, but he came to heal something far more fundamental. Because the fact that we have physical ailments is because of sin. Sin brought death into the world, and it also brought the corruption and the disease, so that our physical bodies suffer from all kinds of ailments. And one day, unless Jesus comes first, those physical bodies will die. But Jesus comes and heals this man, and it is a sign that he is the one who is going to go to the cross and pay for the fundamental problem, the root problem, which is sin. Pay for sin so that people can be born again in him and they can look forward to the day, even when they are on their deathbed, they can look forward to the day that Jesus returns in glory and their bodies are raised with no physical ailments. So that person has no genetic disorders, they have no blindness, they are not deaf, they are able to speak. They have no physical issues. That is what our Lord comes to bring for you. And you should see in this physical healing and all the healings that our Lord does, that the great physician is Jesus Christ. That the one who can give you permanent and lasting healing is not the cancer doctor. It is Jesus Christ. That his medicine, the medicine that he gives out here in his body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins, is greater and more powerful because it comes to heal you of sin and give you the promise of a resurrected body. That just as you receive the resurrected body of Jesus, you look forward to the day that your body will be raised on the last day and you will not have any more of these physical ailments. So our Lord's healing here should be a comfort for us in any and every physical ailment and difficulty, from the smallest to the greatest. And we should put our faith and trust in our Lord as the great physician of our bodies. But he is also the great physician of our souls. Because what our Lord wants and what has to happen is for us to put our faith and trust in our Lord, to believe His word, to have our ears opened to His word and our tongues released to speak and call on His name. We must have faith in our Lord. You see, it was lack of faith in our Lord that caused the fall, that was part of the fall. Adam and Eve rebelled against God and decided that something else was better, that they should hear and listen to someone else. They closed their ears to the word of God and they opened them to the devil to hear his word and believe that hearing his word was what was powerful. Never mind that it was God's word that created them and the trees and the plants and everything that they had and all the food that they enjoyed in the Garden of Eden. But they listened instead then to the voice of the serpent, closed their ears to the powerful word of God, and instead opened them to the devil and believed that what he said was true. And in listening to them, they could be made wise and become like God, knowing all things, and that this was going to be good for them. This was lack of faith when they believed the devil. And after that, when they speak, it is out of fear. When God calls to Adam, Adam is in hiding and says that he needs to hide instead of be with God in perfect fellowship and love. When he is asked if he has eaten from the tree, he blames his wife and blames God. And when Eve is asked what she has done, she blames someone else. She blames the serpent. This is what happens when we listen to Satan. Our mouths are open to speak in fear, in rejection of God, and in rejection of others, and in lack of love toward others. And instead of acknowledging our sin, blaming others, and putting them down as the ones who are at fault. But Jesus comes to open our ears. He is the great physician, not only of our bodies, but also of our souls. He is the one who comes to open our ears, just as he opened the ears of this deaf man, and to open our spiritual ears, the ears to hear God's word and not be deaf to them. Because there are many who are still deaf to the word of God, who do not listen to it, who scoff at it, who reject it, who do not believe that it is true, or simply think it's not that important. But our Lord comes with his word to point out our sin, to show us where we have lived contrary to his word, and indeed to show us that we bear the corruption of our sin, that we are born with it. And he comes to call us to turn from this and to believe that his Son, Jesus Christ, is the only one who could pay for our sins on the cross, that he is the answer, that only in him do we have life and in his word. His word that says you are forgiven, that you have new life because of my death for you on the cross. Jesus comes as the great physician of our souls to open our ears to his word and to give us a new birth. Because apart from him, we do not have life. Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing. He says even that he is the vine and we are the branches. If we are cut off from the vine, we do not have life and we die. The scriptures tell us that no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. We cannot confess his name or have faith except by the work of God. Scripture says that the person without the Spirit does not understand the things of the Spirit, for they are spiritually discerned. And Scripture says that we are dead in our trespasses and sins. This is summed up well in our catechism in the meaning of the third article, where we confess the Holy Spirit. and who the Holy Spirit is, that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to Him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with His gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. I cannot by my own reason look at the Word of God and apart from the work of the Holy Spirit conclude that this is true and right, that a man's death on a cross as a criminal, what looks like a criminal, is actually the Son of God paying for the sins of the whole world. Apart from the work of the Holy Spirit, a human being will not believe this. And the fact that you are here today confessing this and believing this is the work of God, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who first created this faith in you when you were baptized, perhaps even as a baby, and brought you to faith, gave you the faith that lays hold of Jesus, and gave you a new birth of water in the Spirit. But the fact that you continue to believe that today is the result of the triune God. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That He, by His Word, continues to sustain faith in you. To keep your ears open to the hearing of His Word. To keep your tongue released so that it continues to confess His name and to call upon it. And perhaps for some of you, to call you back when your ears were closed to His Word and your tongue was not released to speak His name, to call you back again by His Word, to hear it again, to hear the word of forgiveness, to realize that you were a sinner in need of our Lord, and then to open your mouth again to speak His name. Scripture says in the Psalms, O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. We continue to call upon our Lord to keep our ears open to His Word and to open our tongue, our lips, to hear His Word or to speak His name and to call upon it. And it is all by His work. And this is why we continue to need to come back here in this place to hear it again and again, to hear this word of forgiveness, to hear the call to repentance so we see why we need the word of forgiveness and to receive the body and blood of the Son of God. So that He comes into us to give us His forgiveness and life. Because there are so many temptations out in the world. The devil is still at work, just as he did with Adam and Eve, telling us to close our ears again to the Word of God, and instead to listen to the word of Satan and to speak Satan's words. To speak the words of this world, to speak in the way that the world speaks, to call in the name of the world and the things that the world says are right and good and helpful. The devil is continually at work to close our ears, to stop our mouths. He does not want Christians to speak the name of Jesus. He does not want us to call upon that name. And he does not want us to hear the word whereby our Lord opens our ears and causes us to speak His name and to speak rightly. But we know that the devil is at work to do this. We know what the enemy is doing. And so we come here as poor sinners who understand our need, who understand our weakness, who understand the enemy who is arrayed against us. And we continue to come to this great physician, both of our body, to be comforted by the fact that He will raise our bodies again on the last day, but also this great physician of our souls, who promises to keep our ears open by His Word, so that we hear and believe and receive, and then also to open our lips to speak His name. Our Lord wants to do this for you today and every day so that you may have His life. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.